We're up to Chotam and Aleph. So we had a mission before that the machat that was found in the basher of a shlamim and a korban. So the basher is tameh, and the sakim and the hands of the kohen were tar. The basher tameh. High basher diskasher b'mai. The basher become tameh had had hechsher. What was machsher the basher to become tameh? Inem diskasher b'dam. It was niskasher with the dam of the shechita of the korban. Bon Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, and mine the dam kodshim sheno machsher. Shenemar lo shochlenu al haoretz hishbechenu kamayim. Dam shenishbach kamayim machsher, v'sheno nishbach kamayim eno machsher. So the blood of the shechita of the korban couldn't have been machsher it, because dam kodshim is not machsher. Because dam is defined by dam that you can pour like blood, but spill like blood. But this dam is not spilled like blood, you have to put on the mizbeach. So that's not considered dam, but gabi hechsher. The ella, the skasher b'mashke beis mitbachaya. So he got hechsher from the water where they cleaned off, they washed off the innards of the korban before they were makrid them. That's in the azara. That's the butcher shop of the azara. V'om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, mashke beis mitbachaya, lo dayin shein dochein, el shein machshir. Not only aren't mashke beis mitbachaya mekabel tuma, but they're not machshir either. So it couldn't be that it was what's it called with that mai. The elo diskasha b'chibas hakodesh. There's a concept of chibas hakodesh. It's machlokas we've shown him whether that's min haTorah or min derabbanan. But chibas hakodesh means since something is so precious because it's kodesh, that in itself gives it hechsher. I think the idea behind it is what's the concept of hechsher? That a food is not considered completed until liquid comes on it. Usually, until the liquid comes on the food, it's unfinished. So in order to have a chosh of a finished food, liquids have to come in contact with it. Masha'en came, something that's kodesh, is already considered finished, and even considered a food, even if it's not food, because of the preciousness of the kodesh itself. So where it says, Eimer de mahani lechibos hakodesh litzul el gufe. Leminne beirisha v'sheni nami. What's it called? Chibas HaKodesh helps that the thing can be makabel tumah to become possible. But not that it's mitame other things, not real tumah. It doesn't become tame. It becomes possible because of Chibas HaKodesh. But to be actually makabel tumah and then to be mitame other things, right, mamish like it be tumah, that we don't find. Tipsho, then if that's the case, that's what this mission is talking about, then why can't we resolve the Shail of Rish Lakish, the boy Rish Lakish, Shrid Shal Menachos. Rashi learned Shrid Shal Menachos is a part of the flower of the Mincha where the oil didn't get to. And what's it called? Other Rishonim argue, and they say, we learned before that the Kli is Mitzareth, everything in it. Not only to be Mekabel Tumah, but to Mekabel Hechsher too. In other words, if there's oil on one part of the flower and all the flour is in a kli, then the other part of the flour is also mochsher. Obviously, Rashi doesn't hold of that. They learned Shrit Shal Menachos is talking about what's it called, a chatos. A korban chatos, you don't put any oil on the, what's it called, on the mincha. So it's a dry mincha. There's no liquid that came in touch with, couch with it. Monim borisho v'sheni olo. So Tzrit Shal Menachos had no hechsher. It becomes tameh because of Chibas HaKodesh. Does it become tameh like regular tumah, and it has a din of a rishon and a sheni, and it's metameh, or not? It's just possible. That was Reish Lakish Hishayla. L'chor, according to you, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says there's no other way this thing could have been a mukhsher except for what's it called, for Chibas HaKodesh. And you see that it becomes tameh, and there's a hamid, it could be tameh, other things too. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Kigon Shehoys HaPorah Shal Zivchei Shlamin, Ve'avira B'Nahar V'Shachta. It's talking about a Porah that was a Shlamin, and they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash through a Nahar, and V'Shachta, V'Adayin Mashke Tofeach Alecha. They shechted it, and the water was still on the skin, and it fell on the basar. That's how Rashi learns, and it was matami. Tosfos says, if that's the case, it wouldn't be matami, because mayim klushim by kodesh are not machshir. It has to be where the hechsher happened, the mechuber. So it's talking where they had kavana, the mechuber, that it should be machshir, and then the water became tallish. Not that it became the hechsher after from the or onto the thing. Or so others say that the behemoth swallowed the water. And the water that was directly from the mayim mechuberim was machshir, the insides of the animals, and it was as it was shechted. But Rashi learns that the water from the skin poured onto the basar.
What does that have to be? Well, it's still alive, or?
No, it has to be when it's dead.
It has to be when it's dead. So
right.
If it's inside, so when it's falling.
No, so then when it died, the water was still there. But he had kavana already from when it was mechuber to want that water to be there. It's direct water that was from the mechuber. Okay. Rashi. Hi, Basar Diskasher B'mai. Hachi Nami Motzi Boi Akroa. Mora could have asked the same question on the Pasuk. V'habasar Ashiyiga B'chol Tamei B'mai Iskasher. Right? When the Torah speaks about Basar Kodshe, that it, what's it called, became Tamei, what was the Hechsher? The Ikala Meimer Basar Dikro Pshita, the Ika Hechsher Tuva. The Basar Shoshlomin Necha B'chol Ha'ir, U'lechol Ova. Right? The Basar of this Korban was a problem, because it was mashma, they found it in the Azora, and in the Azora there's not too many liquids that could be machshirin. But regular pasuk about basar kodshim could be talking about a shlamim, that you're eating the basar kodshim out in Yerushalayim. There's plenty of mashkin that could be machshirin. The shama dichin also mevashlin also, they cook it, they what's it called, wash it, the ika hechshir tuva, that's not mashke based mitbuchai. Aber behema zusha nimtzis bitzora machat bazora b'mokam shrita mehechen kibbel abosar hechshir. It's talking it was in the azora when you shechted it and you didn't take it out. So where was the hechshir? The dama inu machshir mit rabchir barabon rabbi okram. The dama of the shrita can't be machshir. Mashka beis mit bachaya shehutcha bohen inu machshir. Ela diskashir b'chibas hakodesh chibas hakodesh machshirosa lovely detumah. The kaimel on the perik sheni the shchita skulin chibas hakodesh mashvela ochel lekibulei tuma. Chibas hakodesh not only is machshir ochel, it makes something like coals ktores that's not ochel considered like ochel. Two things it does: it makes non ochel into ochel, and it makes that ochel roy lekabel tuma as if it was muchshir. Lenimne beirisha b'sheni shehu matami acherim. Is the halach of chibas hakodesh not only that it's possible, but it's mamish makabel tuma and matame other things? The tani abasar tame, but lo tani abasar possible. Doesn't say the basar was possible. Says it's tame. Nami bitmiya imkain tipshav ni tani tame mash me matame acherim mishum hechsher chibas hakodesh tipshav the boy reish lakish b'shchitas chulin. That's the case, and that's resolved reish lakish shaila from this mishnah. Shrit shomenachos, yovesh shomenachos, makom shlo nagel sham shemen. A part of the mincha where the shemen didn't touch, was still dry. Shrit losh and yovesh. Shrit means dry. V'tomalo gabi shofar, ayakolo dako ava o tzorit. The sound of the shofar, no matter what it was, is kosher. Whether it's light, heavy, or what's it called, tzorit, dry. Right, horse kind of sound. Says, why does it say Zivchei Shlomim? It could have been any korban. They bring Yachatas and burn it through a nar. Why Dafka Shlomim? So Rashi says, practical reason. Because other korbanos don't belong to the Bailim. What does he care if the skin, the hide is good, or if what's it called, the basar is good. He doesn't get to eat it anyway. It's not his. But a shlamin, he's going to eat most of the basar, and he gets the hide. So he wants to make sure that it's what's it called, it's flayed well. So if you give an animal to drink before you shecht it, it flays better. And the meat also is nicer. So by a shlamin, he cares about it, by other korbanos not. Others learn, since in the Rambam, there's Ketos HaChoshen, that that only the only Basar Kodesh that can become Mukhshar is one that belongs to the Bailam, because the Bailam have to be Nicha. They have to be happy with the Hechsher. The only one that has a Bailam is Kotchim Kali. All the other ones don't belong to the owner. So they say the Rambam has to hold that Kotchim Kali Ramam and Bailam, and therefore the Bailam can be Nicha with the Hechsher and it become Mukhshar. But other Kotchim that don't belong to the person, they can't be Mukhshar. And others argue on this Ksos, and they say that you don't have to have mamish ownership to be Mukhshar. You have to be the person involved or in charge of this animal, even a gizber, right? Or the person's responsible to bring it. But it's his at least to deal with. He's the one who can be Mukhshar. Doesn't have to be mamish, the owner of the korban, whose das makes it be able to mekabel Hechsher. Anybody who's in charge of that animal at the time, he's the one whose das makes a difference.
Where's the makor the basar nitashim?
What?
Where's the makor the basar nitashim?
A pasuk in the Torah. Makor ha'olcho, what's it called? Asher, what's it called? Yipol, what's it called? It's a pasuk that says you need that. Where do we learn hechsher from? All olcho needs hechsher. Basar is no different than anything else. When you flay the animal, it's impossible that some of the water that's on the outside doesn't get on the inside on the basar. Okay. Now we'll continue explaining that Mishnah. If you found the machat in the gruel inside the stomach, hakol tahor. Everything's torn. As Mara says, "When the heather perish, then it ma'ila basar. The perish is a mashka. It's makabel tumah from the machat, and it should be matami the basar. Why is everything torn? Omravada barava beperish ava. It's talking about gruel that's solid. It's not liquid. It's not a mashka, and therefore it's what's it called? It's an ochel, and ochel is not matami ochel." The parish, which is an ochel, won't be matami the basar, because ochel is not matami ochel. Ravashi Omer, afilu tema parish raka. Could even be talking about liquid parish. Vishum da'avei mashka saruach. But it's disgusting. It's putrid. And it's not makabel tumah. And it's not, Tosa says, let it be mashka veis mitbachaya. It's mashkim in the azora. But that mashkim in the azora that they were matame is mashkim that are needed for the sake of the korbanos. This is stam mashka that you brought inside, right, that has no tzorech for the korbanos at all. It's just gruel in the stomach of the animal that the halacha of mashka beit mitbachaya doesn't apply to. Tosa says, somebody says that. Tosa doesn't say, somebody says that. That it's not, that's not called mashkel beis mitbachaya. The perish ava, the lab mashkehu. And therefore, what's it called? It's an ochel, and it won't be matame the basar. And the other one holds, even it could be mashke, it's not matame because it's mashke saruach. A toni tana kameder of sheshes. Sheretz matame es hamashkin, u mashke matame es hakli, u kli matame es haochlin, de haochlin matame es hamashkin. Lamadnu shalosh tumos b'sheretz. The pasuk that says that what's it called? The whole line of tumah over there, right? Kol kli asher b'socho yitma, right? That whole line. So Sheshes explain how the pasuk works. The sheretz is matame mashkin. Mashkin are then matame the kli, right? This is according to Yehuda, who holds that mashkin are makabel tumah in Torah and matame the kli before he had charata. Who kli matami is ochlin, kli then is matami ochlin, and the ochlin are matami mashkin. And we see three levels of tumma from here. Mara says, hani arbohim. We talk about three. It's four. Sheretz is matami mashkin is one. Mashkin and matami kli, two. Kli matami ochlin, three. Ochlin matami mashkin is four. Right? So revi bechulin. No such thing. The Gemara could have asked that, but it asked even better. The Tana said three, and he said four. Ella goes, somewhere says, goes mashkin deresha. Take away the first mashkin. It's not the sheretz and the tami mashkin, right? But the sheretz is matame a kli. Start with the kli. Don't start with the mashkin. So Moshe says, Adarab, who's mashkin to save it? You have to take one out, take out the last mashkin. The ochel's matami mashka, take that one off. And start with the ochel. Why don't you take the first mashka out? Moshe says, lo ashka chantana d'omar mashka matamin kli, el Rabbi Yehuda. The other bit. Because we don't find any tana that holds with mashkin, minat Torah, or matami kalin, except for Rabbi Yehuda. And he had charata. So there's nobody left. So therefore, it's a mistake. The sheretz, matami the mashkin, and the mashka the kli, forget about that. Take the mashka out, and the sheretz is matami the kli directly. And then comes the kli to ochlim, the ochlim to mashkin. And that's the end of it. The simonach nezaisa. If you want to remember it, the simon is nezaisa is beer. How do you make beer? First you bring a kli, then you put hops in it, which is food, and then you put add water. So it's kli, ochel, then mashka. That's the succession from the sheretz. Rashi. Sheretz matami is hamashkin, mikal v'chomer mikli. How do we know a sheretz is matami mashkin? Because a sheretz is matami kele. Right? That's when we have a kal v'chomer. If it's a sheretz matami, a kli, surely what's it called matami mashkin? Kileya. U'mashkin shebo machma sheretz matamim kli. And mashkin that are tummy from a sheretz are matami a kli. Kidi yolet mi b'chol kli yitama. The kosover yitama a kli min a mashkin. That's how Rabbi Yehuda, kidahavi dorish for Rabbi Yehuda, nikmei the hadarbe. That was what Rabbi Yehuda learned. The fact the smichus of the kli to the mashka means that the mashka is matami the kli. The dorish be nomi lahay yitma yitama. The yolet mine the choser kli zeh umatami is haochlin. And the kli that was makabel tuma from the mashkin, that were tame from a sheretz, are now matame ochlin. To the ashkam behuda kelim matamin mikol asher besochel yitma mikol haochel. Mashma shenitma haochel me'aver kli cheres. But ochlin is a mashkin. And then the ochlin matame mashkin. U'mil lo misarceri. This isn't what Rosh Hashanah said isn't right. The high ochel abomachmas kli, the ka'amar kro the matami mashke, labmi kli abomachmas mashke koi. The fact that ochel became tame from a kli, and is matami mashke, is not talking about kli that became tame from a mashke. Ela abomachmas sheretz, talking about a kli that became tame from the sheretz itself. The tana tani lamadnu shalosh tumos b'sheretz. The tana himself said, we learn three tumas from a sheretz, not four. The tuma holeches mizelazer, three times. Umiachavim motzino mirchle milse. El the actually kushachrisim uforeshes say the tani sholos the kochoshiv arba the hihi. Same question. Now she said three and he listed four, and it can't be four anyway because four there's no such thing as a revi according to anybody b'chulin. It stops by Shlishi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Mashkin or Matami Kelim, Minat Torah. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it ends with a Shlishi. The Ochlin Matami Shamashkin, the Dorish Yitame, the Gabi Ochlin Yitame, Latame Ochlin. Right? That what's it called? Ochlin or Matami Mashkin, because it says by the Ochel Yitma, Mashma Yitame. What is it, Matame? It's not Osaki Yotsebo, can't be Matame other Ochlin, but it's Matami Mashkin. Said the other way. Kli is matame mashkin, and the mashkin matame ochlin. Kivin dislay yitma yitma. He learns yitma yitame. He learns it in both parts of the pasuk, both in the reisha by ochlin and by the seifa by mashkin. Elachadu minay nokad. The Echanami could have said the other way. Said one of them. The tarvayu lo matzil lemisnei. The name of kli matame is a ochlin. The ochlin is a mashkin. Neither way could you say that once the mashkin became tame from the ochel, they're matame again, ochlin, to halesa b'kroa filu Rabbi Akiva. No one holds, even in Rabbi Akiva, that there's more than a shlishi b'chuli. The habile shlishi osravi, there'd be a fourth level of tuma, the b'chol mashkin, ashi yishasa, atocho de klicheres koi. The mashka we're talking about was makabel tuma from the original kli, not a mashka that's matabik tuma from an ochel that's already a shlishi. The kitarashta yitame Akati sheni osa shlishi mashkachas mine. If you darsh in yitame, like Rabbi Akiva does, then you have a shlishi b'chulin. Aber shlishi osa revi lo yalpas mine. We never had anybody who holds that a shlishi can make a revi. Shmura says, honey, arbo ahavim. The Tana said, what's it called? Three madregas, and he listed four. Shlishi osa revi lo mashkachas li b'kro. The kikos of ochel habomach mishkli, matame, bashka, lab b'kli habomachas mashkiksi, el b'kli habomach nasheris. The Tana Gufei, Choshev Arba, the Tani Sholosh. Says Gemara goes Mashkin the Resha, Chatoch Mashkin Rishonim. Cut away the first one. It's wrong. Shouldn't be there. That the Sheretz is Matame Mashkin and the Mashkin Matame Kli, forget about that. If the Sheretz is Matame, the Kli directly. The aim of Sheretz Matame is a Kli. The Kli is a Ochel, the Ochel is a Mashkin. That's where it stops. The Chain Sidurim B'mikra to the Parshinon. That's the order in the Pasuk. The Tarvaya Lomotsi Lemisne. The Rasul Hashmin and the Sheni also Shlishi Bechulin. This is like Rabbi Akiva, that Sheni makes Shlishi Bechulin. Other Rabbi goes Mashkin the Sefer, the Ein Mesheretz Mashke, or Mashke Kli, the Bechol Kli Yitame, Kiravi Dorish Lerab Yehuda, or Kli Ochel Dorish Bela Hayitame, the Kli Yitame, or Mashkin the Sefer, Lotisne, Mishum the Ravi, Loksi. The Apple got the Ochel Vani Matame Mashke, Hochel Lotisnaya. The high ochel, the hocha shlishi have it. An ochel shlishi is not matami mashke. So take away the last mashke, and that'll make it shalosh, but you'll have the mashke be matami akli, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Where it says, Omer Leilo, Ashke Chantana, right, if you darshan the hochi tidros, keman tukme. The only one who ever said that mashke, that's makabal tuma from the sheretz, is matami akli, is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda himself had charata. There's nobody left who holds like that. The Simonach, Shlotita, the Sidron, if you want to remember the order, Sheretz Kli, Kli Ochel, Ochel Mashka, Nezaisa, Seder Matile Sheikhar Sowing. When you make a beer out of hops, out of barley, Tchila Nosin Kli, first you bring the Kli, then the food, the barley, the Akakak, and then you put water in. Okay, let's go on. Tznan Hosn. Sheretz shenimsa b'tanur. You have a sheretz in the avir of a tanur, that's kli cheres. Hapasha b'socho shniya. And you also have a loaf of bread hanging in that tanur. So what happens? The sheretz is matame the tanur, because anything that's inside the avir of a kli cheres is matame the kli cheres. Anything that's an avatuma. So the avatuma is matame the kli. And now the kli is matame the bread. So the bread is a sheni. The sheretz was an av, the tanur becomes a rishon, and the bread a sheni. Mipnei sha tanur tchila, because the tanur is a rishon, and it's matame the bread. Omer le ravada bar ava le rova, the nechze lahai tanur, kemang de mole tu madami, v'tahavi hai pas rishona. No. Let's say, just like the sheretz, even though it didn't touch the tanur, is considered like it touched it, because it's inside the avir, then the way it works is that it's as if the sheretz fills up the whole area, and the nail looks like it's touching. But if the sheretz is filling up the whole area, then it touched the bread too. It's not only that it's as if it touched the walls of the tanur, it fills up the whole inside of the tanur. So the bread also touched the sheretz directly. Amalei lo sokadaitach. The Tanya, I'll show you, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work that the reason that it's sheretz hanging in the avir of a kli cheres is matami the kli cheres, as if it touched it, is not because it's considered filled up. It's a special halacha that even though it didn't touch it, only touched the avir is considered an extension of the kli. So it touching, the avir is like touching the kli, but it's not like the whole thing is filled up. Namela, it's not considered like it touched the bread. It just touched the kli. That's a special halacha that the avir of a kli cheres is makabel tuma for the kli cheres. But the avir of a piece of bread is not makabel tuma for the bread. So the sheretz doesn't touch the bread, but it's considered like it's touching the oven. And now, the bread is inside the avir of the oven, it's considered like touching the oven too. So mamela, it's makabel tuma from the oven, but not makabel tuma from the sheretz. That's how it works. Not like we thought, that it's as if the sherek fills up the oven and anything in the oven touches is touching the sherek. How do I know it works the second way, not the first way? The Tanya, Yochu you call a kalim, Tanya Rikli Kheris. I might think that all kalim are in Makabal Tuma from the Avir of a Kli Kheris. In other words, a Kli Kheris was Makabal Tuma from a sherek, and now there's a Kli hanging in the Avir. So I might think that it's Makabal Tuma. And we know the kalim are not Matami kalim, right? Except in Avat Tuma. But otherwise, a Kli is not Matami a Kli. Tamad Lomar, Mikol Asher Besocho Yitma, Besomech Le Mikol HaOchel. Ochel Matami Me'avir Kli Cheres. Ve'in HaKelim Matami Avir Kli Cheres. Now if it would be considered as if the Sheretz fills up the whole inside, then if you had a Kli hanging in the Avir Kli Cheres and a Sheretz, then it would be as if the Sheretz touched the Kli. And the Kli should become Tame too. Since that doesn't happen, it's obvious that the way it works is the Sheretz is considered as if it's touching the Kli Cheres, but it's not touching the Kli. That's inside the Kli Cheres. And then the Kli is considered like it's touching the Kli Cheres, so it's Makabal Tuma from the Tanur, not from the Sheretz. And a Kli is not Makabal Tuma from a Kli. And therefore it's not trouble. So therefore, the same thing over here, the bread is a Sheni, not a Risho. Because it's not as if it touched the Sheretz, it's just as if it touched the Tanur. Sheretz nimsa b'tanur, Rashi, v'lo noga the pas, didn't touch the bread. A pas shebesocho sheni l'tuma. Then the pas that's also hanging in the inside of the Kli Cheres is a sheni. The heinu matamim kulin v'rabonon. And there's no shlishi v'rabonon, right? Only Rabbi Akiva in the kulin, and therefore it's not matami anything more. Mitnei shatanur tchila, hatanur kibul tuma min hasheretz, v'apas min hatanur. So the sheretz is an av, the tanur is a rishon, and the bread is a sheni. The lech say lahai tanur command the moli tuma, even the kaimelon avir kli cheres matami min hasheretz, apal pishol noga, since we know that the tanur is makabel tuma from a sheretz, even though it doesn't touch the inside of the tanur, it's just in the air space on the inside, alma command the moli tuma, let's explain it. That's as if the sheretz fills up the whole space. And it's mamish like it's touching the tanur directly. And if we consider a sheretz inside a kli cheres as if it fills up the whole space, then if there's bread hanging in that space, it also touches the sheretz. So in other words, if we look at the sheretz as if it expands, and then it expands to the bread too, or no, we look at the kli as if it expands into the avir. That's the shayla. How does something inside a kli cheres without touching the kli cheres be matami? Because that thing expands, or the walls of the tanur expand till the avir, but not that the tuma expands. The difference is if there's something else hanging in there. If the tuma expands, then it's like it touched that other thing too. If the walls expand till the dover amatami, till the sheretz, there's nothing to do with the bread. Yachal you call kalim at kli shetet nosum besok kli cheres the sheres bavir achitzo yachal le kli eitzo kli mateches she besok otame mishim desiv kol asher besok yitma. Says anything inside. I might think that's kalim too. So if you have a sheres hanging in the kli cheres and you have a kli hanging, then the kli is makabel tuma from the sheres, even though it didn't touch it. Just like the kli cheres is makabel tuma from the sheretz, even though it didn't touch it. How do I know that doesn't touch the sheretz? It doesn't happen. Tamad lomar, the somech le mikol ha'ochel, that it's only makabel tuma ochel inside a kli cheres, not a kli. Klomar, hay kol asher besocho shamarti lecha, ba'ochel amarti lecha. Whatever's inside a kli cheres that is tame becomes tame, even though it didn't touch it. That's only ochel, not another kli. The ikiman de molit tuma choshek lelechitzo, and if you consider the kli cheres completely filled up with the sheretz, then why shouldn't the kli makabel tuma too? It's makabel tuma directly from the sheretz. Nimtzeis tuma no gas begabel shok kli shetet, a kli shetet matame migabel. It's as if the outside of the kli that's hanging in the kli cheres touches the sheretz too. Shmami noah kol asher besocho yitma machmas kli hu de matame. It's tummy because of the tanur, not because of the sheretz. Vashmin and krov, the ochlin and mashkin, who makabli tuma midlada tuma, avaklilo. And only ochlin and mashkin and makabli tuma from a rishon, right? Kalim are not makabli tuma from a rishon, only from an av. Mehai piruka nath, galon bechol tuchta. From this answer, we learn everywhere. Chada ashikhan de enkli rishon matamikli. That a kli that's a rishon is not matamik kalim. Only an avatuma is makabel kelim. The ain ochlin or mashke matamin kli, and also ochlin and mashke can't be matamei kli. Kidi yolat leil mitav v'chomer, like we learned before. The adam nami she ain't avatuma, he go nogeya betumas nevela v'sheretz lo matamei kli. A person also who's not an avatuma can't be matamei kelim. Just like a kli that's not an avatuma can't be matamei kelim, and adam also is not an avatuma. Can't be matamei kelim. To see the hanugeh benivlasim yitma. The lo ksiv kibush begadim. Person who touches an avela is matamei, but he's not matamei his clothing. He's not matamei kelim. Avagabe nose is a special xeris akosu betumas masa. But if he's carrying something, person touching avela is carrying something, shematamei adam matamei begadim. Then that's matamei begadim, but not because he touched it. That because the person becomes tameh and his begotten becomes tameh with it. It's as if they're part of the person. B'sha'ala b'sha'as ma'asa. The lo begotten aboy lachet. But if he touches kelim, they also don't become tameh. Alma v'lad ha'tumah lo matameh kli. A rishon can't be matameh a kli. Only an avatumah. Chutz mitameh meis, shu'av ha'tumah. Tameh meis, the person touched the meis. The meis is aviavos. He's an av. He's matameh people in kelim. So too, a human being can only be makabel tuma from an avatuma, not from a rishon. Kegon ayidei sheretz, nevela, shechazera, they're all avos atuma. The ayidei zov, umayonoso, umitraso, they're all avos. The ayidei nido, umayonoseo, umitraso. The ayidei tomei meis, those are all avos atuma, they're matami other vekelim. Anything not avatuma, rishon, and less, is matami only ochlin and mash.
Is the sheretz
matami
only
No, only what's there.
Only what's there.
Yeah.